This is your host and facilitator,
Love
Pop the
Talk
Love
Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is your host and facilitator, Apostle Myrtle Johnson. Glory to God. Thank you for joining in on tonight. This is our first broadcast. This actually is a test broadcast file where we will actually be going into the throne room to pray on tonight. We do understand and realize that the answer to all of life's problems is prayer. We have access to the heavenly realms through prayer. Prayer is the key that is going to cause change to come forth into the earth realm in this hour and dispensation that we are living in. In the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 16 and 17, the Apostle Paul was talking to the Thessalonian church, and he instructed them to rejoice always. God is speaking to you even on tonight, telling you to rejoice always. In spite of what you're dealing with, in spite of what you're going through, in spite of the obstacles that are presenting itself before you, prayer is the answer. Prayer is the key that is going to unlock the answer that you are waiting and anticipating to receive from God. The Bible goes on and it says, pray without ceasing. That means that we have to always pray in spite of what comes against us, in spite of what's going on in the world all around us. We have to continuously be in a position of prayer, not only on Sunday, but prayer is the direct connection that is going to keep you connected to God at all times. When you join that with his word, amen, everything, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So on tonight, we're just going to go in and just begin to just worship God wherever you may be right now. Know that prayer is going to be the answer that is going to cause that transformation to come that you are believing and anticipating God to do in your life. Just absorb yourself in his presence. And as the prayers are going forward, just worship God with me as I pray on tonight. Glory to God. Father God, we just bless you on tonight. We just worship you, God. We praise you. We magnify you. We adore you. You are an awesome God. You're so worthy to be praised, God. So, God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving on tonight. We come into your courts with praise, God, because truly you are an awesome God that is just so worthy to be praised, God. So, Father, we come lifting the cares of your people before you on tonight, God. For the Bible says to cast our cares on you because you care for us, God. So, God, we know that you see everything that is going on in the world all around us. So we're just interceding and bombarding heaven on tonight, standing in the gap, Lord God, for those who may not even have a desire to pray for themselves, God. So, God, on tonight we lift the youth before you in the name of Jesus. We bind every distraction, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We lift up their friends before you on tonight, God, asking that you would touch them, Father God, where they may need to be touched, God. We pray, Lord God, that you would stir up the gifts, Lord God, that they would desire to have a relationship with you, God. God, on tonight we pray for their parents, Lord Jesus, asking you, God, that the parents would raise up their children to fear you, that they would know how to call on you for themselves, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that you would raise up even more mentors and godly examples, Lord God, people that will serve the children in the right direction, Lord God. God, on tonight, we pray and intercede for children, Lord God, that have been molested, abused, Lord God, those children that are in split families, orphans, Lord God, those children in broken homes, God. We pray, Lord God, that you would just touch them with a finger of love and let them know that you care about them, Lord God. God, on tonight, we lift up before you, Lord God, the children that are battling with ADHD and DDH, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that they would not be a statistic, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would help them to be able to excel in their schoolwork and to learn, Lord God, as normal children would learn, Lord God. We decree and declare, Lord God, that they shall be the head and not the tail. They shall be above and not beneath, Lord God. We decree greatness over the lives of the youth on tonight. We pray for the children, Lord God, that are battling with identity issues and peer pressure, Lord God. We pray for that child that is battling with suicide and tormenting spirits on tonight. We lift up before you, Lord God, the youth that are contemplating getting into gangs, Lord God, that have been exposed to drugs, sex, and alcohol. We pray, Lord God, that you would deliver them on tonight from the hand of the enemy, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that favor would rest on the youth, Lord God, and that open doors of opportunity would come forth for them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for those children that get themselves involved in the gothic and cult entanglement, Lord God. We pray for that child that is battling with rebellion and a disobedient spirit, Lord God. And we pray, Lord God, that you would bind it up and that you would release, Lord God, a spirit of obedience unto you, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would surround the youth with godly teachers even as they prepare to go back to school in the upcoming year, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you will cover the schools with the blood of Jesus. We pray, God, that the children will find their place in the kingdom of God and that they would operate in their gifts even at an early age. We pray, Lord God, that the leaders, that they will grow up to be leaders and not followers, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray on tonight, Father God, for the women of God, all of this country, all of this land, God. We pray that they will be virtuous women, that they would have the strength that they need in order to be able to endure, Father God. We pray that they will be good wives and good mothers, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would help them to be steadfast and unmovable, oh God. We pray for those women that are abused on tonight. We lift up before you, Lord God, the singles, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would endow them with a keeping power, Lord God, to wait on you until you send their mate their way, God. We pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, that you would download wisdom, oh God, into their bosom that would show them how, Lord God, to operate in that place that you have called them to. Help the women, Lord God, to be submissive unto their husbands, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the women all over the world, God, that they would be women of holiness, Lord God, and that they will carry themselves in a way that represents God well. We pray, Lord God, that they will stand strong against adversity, that they will know who Christ created them to be. We pray, Lord God, on tonight that they will no longer be bound to fear, frustration, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, but that you would help them to walk in the place that you called them to, God. God, on tonight, we stand in the gap and we pray for the men of God on tonight. We pray, Lord God, that they will take their rightful places in the home, in the church, in the body of Christ. We pray on tonight, Lord God, that they will come to you, Lord Jesus, with their whole heart, that they will be the royal priests, the kings, Lord God, that you created them to be. We pray on tonight, God, that you will release a kingly anointing to rest on them afresh in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, that they will be the provider of their homes, that they will be the fathers that who love you and that will love their children and their wives, Lord God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that they will love their wives as Christ loved the church, and the men would not be ashamed to worship you and serve you, Lord God. We pray on tonight, God, that you would endow them with strength to take the forefront. We pray that there will be mighty men on the wall who will pray, Lord God, and that they will take the forefront in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, for those men on tonight that are not saved, those men that are bound by drug and alcohol addiction, perversion, promiscuity, Lord God. We lift them up before you in Jesus' name, praying that you will save them, God, that you will deliver them from the hand of the wicked one, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that they would have the desire to serve you, Lord God, and that you would open the doors of opportunity for good jobs with good benefits for them, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bind the spirit of anger, the spirit of brokenness, Lord God, that some of them are dealing with, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would heal them from the hurt and the pain, Lord God, the disappointments of life in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for women and men and children all over this land that are battling with identity issues, not sure who you created them to be. We pray in Jesus' name, Lord God, that they will come to know who you created them and that they were made in the image of you, Lord God. God, on tonight we pray, Lord God, that you will deliver your people from strongholds, God, that fortress that the enemy has built up on the inside of them that caused them to be bound in Jesus' name. We bind the faulty thinking pattern on tonight that is based on the lies and deceptions of the enemy, Lord God, and we release the spirit of truth to operate in their life like never before, God. We pray in Jesus' name that you would just take away the deception that is in the building blocks that causes the strongholds to form in their lives, God. In the name of Jesus, we bind up alcoholism, Lord God. We pray against addictions to pornography, sex, masturbation, promiscuity, Lord God. We come against the lying spirit, oh God, that stronghold that keeps your people bound in Jesus' name. We bind up on tonight the spirit of perversion, incest, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, overeating, gluttony, abortion, spiritual abortion, Father God. We come against strength, strength on tonight, contingency, fault finding spirits, Lord God, spirits of anger, bitterness, madness, and rage, God. We pray against a self-exhortation spirit on tonight. We bind up the spirit of ignorance, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We break the power of generational curses, Lord God, that have been passed down to the third and the fourth generations, Lord God. We bind the spirit of control, witchcraft, Jezebelic spirits, Ahab spirits, oh God. Every spirit of manipulation and intimidation, we call you out tonight in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of stagnancy, uncommitment unto you, Lord God. We bind the wayward spirit, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We come against the spirit of laziness, every tormenting demon that torments your people throughout the night. We bind it up in Jesus' name. We come against homosexuality, high-mindedness, loftiness, Lord God. No self-esteem and feelings of unworthiness, Lord God. We come against fear and anxiety, paranoia, Lord God. Oppression and depression, Lord God. Mental instability, we call you out tonight in Jesus' name. We pray against jealousy and enviousness, gossip and backbiting. We bind every spirit of poverty on tonight, Lord God. We come against infirmities, Lord God. High blood pressure, arthritis, rheumatism, HIV, Lord God. We call these things out, lupus, God. In Jesus' name, we come against, Lord God, the vagabond spirit, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Every spirit of disobedience and rebellion, we call you down tonight in Jesus' name. We bind up the spirit of murder and death, every dumb and deaf and every mute spirit. We nullify your assignment on tonight. We even come against a spirit of misery on tonight that will cause the children of God to be miserable in the place where they are in their lives, God. God, on tonight we pray, Lord God, that you will release that direction and instructions, Lord God, even as people may be listening by airway to this prayer going forth, Lord God, because somebody is in the need of direction even now, God, but in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord God, that you would order their steps, God. We bind up that mental, unstable spirit, God, that up and down yo-yo mentality, God. We come against it in Jesus' name, not being able to make decisions for themselves, Lord God. We call these things down tonight in Jesus' name, that they will be powerless to operate against the children of God. God, on tonight, we pray and we intercede, Lord God, even for the missionaries, the military. We lift them up before you in Jesus' name. We pray, Lord God, that you would order the steps of the missionaries. We pray, Lord God, that you will cover them underneath your blood, God, as they go into the foreign countries and into the foreign lands, Lord God, and they put their lives on the line to serve you, Lord God. We pray that you will put a hedge of protection all around them, Lord God, as they go out to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord God, that you would open doors of opportunity of ministry for them, God. We pray that every need that they have will be met, Lord God. We pray even as the word goes forth, Lord Jesus, that lives will be saved, people will be converted, Lord God. People will be transformed through the renewing of their minds, God. God, on tonight, we pray even for the mind of the unsaved people, God. Oh, God, we pray that you would minister to it even by the way of airwaves on tonight. Someone may be battling with issues of the mind, God, but we ask you, Lord Jesus, to allow your angels to minister right there to that point of need, God. Oh, God, we pray right now, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are living in foreign countries and lands where they go without water and food and shelter, God. We pray in Jesus' name that you would just endow them with the strength to go on even the more, Lord God. Oh, God, we pray in the military, God, praying that you will cover them underneath your blood, God. And we pray, Lord God, that those that are battling with PT will get the help that they need, God. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless them for their sacrifice, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you on tonight. Amen and glory to God. Thank you for joining us by the way of Blog Radio. If you would like to join us for morning prayer, you're welcome to call in to our weekly teleconference line at 218-862-3466, extension 935552. Until the next time, be blessed.